E-Cubed, 9 more energy experiments that prove manifesting magic and miracles is your full-time gig, by Pam Grout. Read by Jen Morris. Published by Hay House, Inc. Produced by Hay House, Inc. Dedication. For Spelling Bee Rachel, whose enormous spirit is far too wise, generous, and joyously irreverent for this limited physical plane. Forward. As a self-proclaimed miracle worker, I get super psyched to practice the power of positive intention in everything I do. When I got my hands on Pam Grout's book, E-Squared, I knew right away I'd been given a gift. The gift of reinforcing my faith in the power of the universe. In an early chapter of E-Squared, Pam invites us to try an experiment in which we ask the universe to give us a blessing. She emphasizes that we must pay attention over the next 48 hours to see what comes our way. We must look closely for the little wink from the universe that reminds us we're being guided. 38 hours into my experiment, I received my blessing. I was in Toronto speaking at one of Hay House's conferences. That day, I gave one of my greatest talks. I felt the energy of the room elevate, and I experienced an intimate connection with an audience of more than 4,000 people. Immediately after my talk, I went to the green room to pack up my bags and rush to the airport. It was the final day of the conference, so most of the other speakers had already left or were on their way out. There were only 3 of us left in the room. As I put on my coat to walk out the door, a man in the room picked up something off a table and said, "Gabby, I found this, and I'm not sure why, but I know it's for you." He handed me a small angel wing charm that had "Believe" printed on the back. In that moment, I knew I'd receive my blessing from the universe. The actual wing was particularly meaningful to me because I often feel the presence of angels around me, and the universe speaks to us in ways that are relevant to our core beliefs. Not only was the angel wing meaningful, but what also made an impact was the word believe. When I received this gift from the universe, I happened to be in the first week of a new book launch. I was struggling to find faith that everything would work out the way I'd planned. This angel message to believe was everything I needed to accept that I was on the right track. Pam's experiment reminded me that the universe shows up when we need it most. Moments like this are not foreign to me, though they always make me smile. I have dedicated my life to believing in the power of our energy and intentions, and I'm a longtime student of metaphysics and the law of attraction. Even still, I sometimes forget just how deeply we're being guided and how the universe is always waiting for us to simply pay attention. Our work as spiritual students is to commit to a journey of unlearning fear and remembering miracles. And Pam Grout is the perfect teacher for sharpening our capacity to remember. What I admire most about Pam is her commitment to guiding people to shift their perceptions and heighten their faith. She is a master manifester and is living proof of everything that she teaches. In her new book, E-Cubed, she takes our miracle mindsets to a whole new level. Whether you're experienced at manifesting or totally new to the practice, E-Cubed is a must-have for strengthening your belief in the power of positive intention. Living this way takes practice. Most of us are stuck in fear in so many subtle ways that we have a lot of unlearning to do. And that's what E-Cubed and Pam offer. The best part is her exercises and experiments are not only really powerful, but they're easy to learn and a lot of fun. When we embrace the natural order of the law of attraction, we begin to accept that we have the power to co-create our reality. This is when life gets really groovy. Using the power of our thoughts and intentions to create a life we love is an artful craft. It's a thrill to use our greatest untapped resource, our thoughts and energy. The only reason you're not aware of this nonstop stream of blessings and miracles is because you're looking in the wrong places. With just a little willingness and awareness, it's amazing what can happen. As Wayne Dyer often says, you've got to believe it to see.